It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
The guy on the phone for an Awkward Tuesday phone call today needs to call a woman and ask for something back.
Uh-oh.
Good luck to him. I tried that with my virginity, and she was not accommodating at all.
I'm surprised.
She would not give it back to me.
I'm surprised you even knew the girl's number to call her back.
Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for your email. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you need to call somebody today and ask for some property back.
Yeah, that's about the gist of it, yeah.
Okay, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Well, about 3 days ago, I sold a scooter of mine on Craigslist because I wanted to upgrade to a newer model.
Okay.
And I sold the scooter to this girl, Annie, who responded to my ad. And, you know, she seemed like a normal, reasonable person. I sold her the scooter. And then, like, a day later, I realized that I had had this money order I had cashed out for, like, $5,000 in an envelope, and I had left it in one of the storage compartments of my scooter.
What?
So she has your scooter and $5,000 of your money.
Yeah.
What a deal. I've got to start buying some scooters on Craigslist. I had no idea. They came with free cash.
Yeah, man. I guess it was an unintended bonus that I had for.
How does that take you a day to realize that you forgot $5,000 in cash?
Well, I'm not a smart man.
Oh my God, you must be.
That was a key factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why not just call her and ask for the $5,000 back? Why did you email us to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call?
Well, that's the issue, right? Is like, I don't know exactly how to go about this because, like, I don't want to tip my hand and be like, hey, I left $5,000. A scooter.
Oh.
Then she'd just be like, no, nothing here, and then have.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see anything in your scooter. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, no money here. I get what you're saying. Yeah, so you want to try to figure out how to ask her for
I just don't know what the best approach is in terms of like being like, hey, I need to come look at the scooter. I think I left something in there, or even not saying
I
don't know what the best approach is.
I wouldn't even want to say I left something in there because then she's going to look in there and then find your $5,000.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love how all of you are immediately assuming the worst in humankind. Like, I would just call and be like, of course they're going to give it back. Who wouldn't give back $5,000 that wasn't theirs?
And that's why you would be out $5,000. Because you have too much faith in people because you don't know her at all, right? You just met her off Craigslist.
Yeah, not really, you know. I mean, we exchanged a couple emails just to set up the purchase, and, you know, and I met her there. So she seemed fine. She seemed normal, you know. I don't have a ton of reason to suspect she would steal this from me, but at the end of the day, it is Craigslist. You know, you never know what you're getting on Craigslist.
You really can't trust anybody from Craigslist.
I mean, murderers hang out there.
They do. That's where they find each other.
Murderers. And murderers are often buying scooters on Craigslist because those are definitely the murdering type.
They might be.
They're good getaway vehicles. I wouldn't want to take the chance if somebody has $5,000. I mean, that, you know, there are shady people out there all over
especially
the place.
Cash.
When it comes to money.
I don't think it even takes a shady person to want $5,000 for free.
Yeah.
I would never. I mean, come on.
Brooke, come on. I wouldn't.
I would have. If I had found it, I would have already called you back and let you know.
So she hasn't called him back. So maybe she's already taken the money.
Do you know where she parks her scooter or anything? Can you just go and, like, sneak into the scooter and take
break
it?
Break into it?
I'm just saying that if you're that worried about telling her that the money's there.
So I like that your moral code is that all people are good, but you should go sneak into your old.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. There's no way she would ever take $5,000, but you should break into her garage at night and steal your money back. Steal the scooter from her.
Yeah, exactly.
So what have you thought about doing? Have you thought about any way to approach her so you don't tip her off that she's got your cash?
I don't know. I guess I could just say something to the effect of like, oh, I needed to check the scooter for one last, I think I might have left some old piece of paperwork I had left in there or something, but I don't want to tip it off. So that's why I called you guys to figure out what you guys think I should do.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and give you some advice, and then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I still think stealing the scooter back is a good option, though. Think about that.
Just the money.
All right, we'll have you make the phone call right after this.
All right.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
We're in the middle of an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Kevin is on the phone, and he's about to call a girl named Annie. He actually sold a scooter to Annie off of Craigslist, and he forgot that he had $5,000 in one of the compartments in that scooter, so he wants to call to try to get his $5,000 back, but he also doesn't want to tip her off that there's money in there in case she wants to steal the money and be like, oh, I didn't see anything. I already checked all the compartments. You know what I would do if I were her, Kevin, and I found that $5,000?
What's that?
Well, first of all, if I were her, I'd probably be playing with my boobs a lot.
Because you'd be a woman and you'd finally have a pair?
Yeah, so I'd be doing that. And then I would have also probably made $5,000 in upgrades to this scooter already. It'd be the most amazing scooter ever.
Spinners.
Yeah.
You wouldn't take a lavish vacation. You'd upgrade your scooter.
Absolutely. All right, are you about ready to call her?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. I'm going to dial the phone number and let you do your thing.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, Annie?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Kevin, the guy you bought the scooter from a few days ago.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm sorry to call you in the middle of the day like this. Do you have a second to talk real quick?
What's going on?
I was wondering if it would be at all possible, and I know this might seem strange, I was wondering if it would be possible for me to buy my scooter back from you. Is that...
Why? You just sold it to me.
I know, you know, and I hate to backtrack like that, but, you know, it really
why
is
why would you
just
sell it to me and then, like, 2 days later call and want it back?
You know, I don't think I realized how attached I was. To be honest with you, I have kind of an emotional connection to that scooter. Sort
an emotional connection to it?
Yeah, it's just a scooter I've had for a really long time and, you know, had a lot of good memories on. And, you know, I sold it because I needed the money in the moment. But I think, you know, once I sold it, I realized, oh, no, you know, this had a lot of sentimental value for me that I wasn't ready to give up just yet.
Listen, if you really felt that way, you wouldn't have sold it. So I just...
What if I bought it back for the asking price, like, plus $100 of what I sold it to you for?
No, listen, I like the bike. That's why I bought it. But...
What about $200?
What?
$200?
Look, I don't want to be mean. I don't want to sell it back.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, how about, and, you know, this might seem odd, but could I just swing by and just take a picture with the scooter?
What?
I know, it seems ridiculous, but I don't have any good pictures of myself with the scooter. It would mean a lot to just get one last kind of keepsake thing. You know what I mean? Just 5 minutes.
So you're going to come over for 5 minutes and take a picture and you don't think I'm going to think you're going to leave with it? I'm not an idiot.
No, I understand. I know it seems odd, but I really just, I miss it. I just miss that. I miss that scooter. I miss riding it. And it would just be great if I could just come right by.
It's weird because you didn't seem that, like, attached to it when you sold it to me. It was like, you just kind of like, it was like 2 seconds and I had it. So
I just wanted to see it for a second, please. I am begging you. Just let me sit on it and take a quick photo. That's all I need. Not a big deal.
Look, I'm sorry. I really don't feel comfortable with that. So I'm just going to keep it. And I appreciate you selling it to me. And, you know, I wish the best for you and that you're
okay,
able to
get over
this.
Okay, hang on. Fine. The real reason that I'm calling is because I think I left something in one of the storage compartments and I need it back.
What? Why didn't you just say that when you called? Like,
because I, you know, it's a personal item and I just wanted to just come and get it without too much fuss.
Ew, a personal item?
No, it's not anything like that. I don't even know what that would be, but it's not that. It's just a personal package.
Well, what is it?
I just want to check and see myself. I just want to take a look for myself and see if it's there.
You know, there was some papers in there and trash and stuff like that. I just threw it out.
You what?
So it's cleaned.
You threw it. You threw everything out?
Yeah. What was I going to do with it?
Like you threw it.
I mean, I was going to leave your stuff in there.
You idiot.
Excuse me?
Awkward.
Whoa, what?
Hello, Annie. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
What the f*** is going on?
Oh, Kevin wanted to call you today in an awkward Tuesday phone call because he wanted to ask for something back that he left in his scooter.
And he called a radio station to do it? I don't get it.
Well, he wanted our advice on how to approach the subject because he didn't really want to tell you what it was in case maybe you had found it and took it for yourself. Kevin, do you want to tell her what it is?
Yeah, it was an envelope with $5,000 in it. You threw away $5,000.
You left $5,000 in there? That's really stupid.
That is a really good point, Annie.
I mean, how would you not look at what you were throwing away? Could you not see that it was an envelope with a lot of cash?
You're trying to blame this on me?
I mean, I just don't understand how you don't look at it before you toss it.
I don't understand how you would put $5,000 into a manila envelope and put it into a compartment and then sell it.
I didn't say manila. I didn't say manila. How did you know it was in a manila envelope?
Awkward.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I have it.
Say that again, Annie.
Because I have it.
What?
What?
I have the $5,000.
Are you serious?
I wasn't going to give it back unless you called me.
Annie, that's
so
horrible.
Wait, you were holding on to the money to see if he called?
Yeah.
And then you made up a whole story about how you threw it away?
Well, I was just messing with him because he was being so awkward about trying to see the scooter. If he had just asked me, I would have been honest, but he was just being such a weirdo about, like, coming to take a picture with it. Like, I just thought I'd mess with him.
I told you to be honest, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
Really? You really do have the envelope, though? You have the money?
Yeah, but, you know, I thought if there's, like, a finder's fee, you know, so I don't lose it or anything.
Yeah, so now hey, you can have your money back. For a small fee. I like the way you work, Annie.
Oh, no.
How much of a finder's fee are you looking for?
I don't know. It's kind of up to Kevin. How much is this $5,000 worth to you?
Oh, no.
Oh, you're evil, Annie. You are evil.
Kevin, if she gives you the $5,000 back, are you going to give her some money for holding on to it for you and not stealing it?
Give her one of the hundreds.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
How much are you going to give her?
I don't know. I'll give her a couple $100.
Hey, that's a nice finder's fee, yeah. Annie. You can do some good with that, right?
Yeah, that's sweet.
I can't believe you weren't just gonna call him and tell him you had it. Like you were waiting for him, and then you were really gonna spend it, weren't you?
If he didn't know it was missing, yeah, exactly.
So how much time were you gonna give it before you decided the money was yours?
Probably like a month.
That's a lot of time.
Well, congratulations, Kevin. You got your $5,000 back minus a few hundred.
Yeah, great.
All right. And you know what? Also, I think since we helped you make this phone call, we should all get at least $300.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, Jubal.
By the time everybody takes their fees from it, you're going to get $10 back, Kevin.
Yeah, cool. I'm really glad I called for your help, and it ended up costing me a bunch of money.
You're welcome.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, is everybody stupid? She did steal the money. She only said something after he said something to her, after he called her. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm talking about today's awkward Tuesday phone call. This guy named Kevin sold a scooter on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. He left $5,000 in one of the compartments of that scooter and forgot about it. And then he sold it to a girl named Annie. And he wanted to do an awkward Tuesday phone call today to get her on the line and try to figure out a way to see if he could come look at the scooter without tipping her off that there was $5,000 in there, because he was concerned that if she knew there was that money, she would steal it. And she basically did.
I will say,
if you think about it.
I mean, if he is so casual about $5,000, it seems like it wouldn't have been the end of the world ever if he didn't get it back.
But if you think about it,
I mean, if you forget about it for a whole day, like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know $5,000 in there. But if you think about it, she stole the money because once we got her on the phone, she pretended to not know about it. Uh-huh. And said that she was just going to hang on to the money to see if he called looking for it. And if not, she was going to keep it.
Yeah.
So basically, she stole his money until we did the Awkward Tuesday phone call. And she was like, now I have to give it back or else the police might be called.
She could have done the Awkward Tuesday herself. She could have been like calling him to say, did you leave something in the scooter that I found? So
another text in at 78592. Wow, women are devious. Finder's fee? Are you kidding? Because she also asked him for
That's
a finder's
right.
fee at the end of the whole thing. Another text in at 78592 that says Annie is shady. Another one that says she's a terrible person. She knew about the money the whole time.
It is pretty amazing. I feel like karma is going to come bite her in the butt. You know?
I don't know, but she did seem as she was really playful. I feel like if it, another
yeah, she was
weeks,
fun and
course.
You wanted to hang out with her.
Yeah.
I bet she's a great party girl because she's going to go blow $5,000 in a bar that she doesn't even own.
She was cool about everything because she didn't want the guy to like call the cops and say that she stole his $5,000. Text in at 78592. He's an idiot. He could have also called her as soon as he found out that it was missing.
Yes.
But that was the point. He didn't want to tip her off that he left money in there because he was scared she was going to steal it, which we found out she did try to steal it. But we did get his money back minus a few $100 in a finder's fee. If you want to do an Awkward Tuesday phone call, you have an issue with somebody and you need our advice, you can email us, brookeandjubal@moving925.com. We'll give you our advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange.